This is Amador County Sheriff Martin Ryan with a message for our community. On May 25th, 2020, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, died in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee against a handcuffed Mr. Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, despite his pleas that he could not breathe. Police had responded to a call that Mr. Floyd had passed a counterfeit $20 bill in a market, and his detention and arrest were based upon that report. What happened next was reprehensible. Two autopsies were conducted that determined Mr. Floyd's death was a homicide, as his death came at the hands of another. Officer Chauvin's actions are rightfully condemned by those of us in the law enforcement profession throughout this nation. His actions do not reflect the character and professionalism of the vast majority of this nation's 800,000 peace officers, nor the nearly 80,000 peace officers here in California. Our citizens are rightly outraged by this event, and peaceful protests and demonstrations, which are guaranteed by our Constitution, are certainly an appropriate response. However, the criminal acts of violence, looting, property destruction, and attacks on our police officers are not and cannot be tolerated by our society, and certainly not by our law enforcement officers who swore an oath to protect our citizens from such acts. The officer responsible has been fired and charged with second-degree murder, which carries a 40-year maximum prison term under Minnesota law. The other three officers that stood by and failed to intervene were also fired and are being charged with aiding and abetting Mr. Floyd's murder. The FBI is conducting a federal civil rights investigation, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is also investigating this tragedy. I firmly believe that truth and justice will be served as a result of these combined justice system efforts. I also want to reassure our community that the Amador County Sheriff's Office and our team of professionals remain steadfastly committed to our core values of service, integrity, teamwork, and excellence as we go about our daily mission to protect this community from those that would do harm, while ensuring that we respect and defend the rights of everyone we contact.